One of the most interesting things we did, though, is we went to interview Prince Michael of Kent, who's a member of the royal family and knows Lord Montagu quite well. We interviewed him at Kensington Palace, and that was quite incredible. And a funny story about that, when we went to interview him, his assistant comes in and says, now when Prince Michael comes in, you need to bow and say good afternoon, Your Royal Highness. And I said, are you being serious? And she says, absolutely. I'm like, okay. I don't know these things, you know. And so the interaction with the dukes and the lords and all that stuff, that was quite memorable.
Well, knowing the history and how, I mean, it's like 5 centuries old, how crazy was it to still see this, how massive and beautiful, how amazing they've kept it up? You know, a lot of castles in England, as you showcase in the movie, they've gone to ruin. This one is still gorgeous.
Yeah, that was what is, you know, that's really the crux of the film is Montagu, as a young boy, inherited this beautiful estate with this amazing palace on it. And his dad died, and so from the age of 2, he was known that this is yours to pass on. You know, he's the youngest member of the House of Parliament ever. You know, as a 2-year-old, you know, mm-hmm. And it's like, it doesn't even make sense. And so it's really a testament to him, to how he was able to keep that place intact. And that's why he invented the Motor Museum. He needed to find some way, how are we going to, let's open it to the public as a tourist attraction. And seeing that place in real life, it just, my jaw dropped the first time I saw it. It was, and of course, that's why the cinematography is so wonderful, because we have, you know, it's pretty hard to mess up scene, you know, shots of castles and stuff.